when I talk about online gaming in South Africa, and we chat to Brother Zaid, who joins us on the line. Zaid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We appreciate you coming on to chat to us and give us insight on online gaming. When we talk of online gaming, what are we referring to? How do we define what is online gaming?
So online gaming is basically any game you can play on PlayStation, Xbox or computer, whereby you take part in events and play against other people that are sitting at in their homes.
So it's via the internet?
Via the internet, yeah.
And how popular is this in South Africa and globally, in your estimation, in your experience?
Okay, globally, it's become huge. People are making a living just off gaming. That's their sole source of income, and they live comfortably through that. In South Africa, it's growing. It's definitely heading in the right direction. It's not as big as it is globally, but it'll get there one day, inshallah.
So when you say people are making a living from it, how do you make a living from gaming?
Okay, I don't make a living from gaming currently. I do play for a professional esports team, but it's not enough to live sustainably. I do have another job.
Yes, but those who do make a living from gaming, where does the revenue come from? Who pays them? And what sort of money can a person who is an online gamer earn?
Okay, so basically you get signed by professional esports teams, and these esports teams can then pay you a salary monthly. There's also a lot of major events that take place where you earn prize money from if you do well at them. So globally you can earn, I know I have a friend who lives in America, and he's earning over 30,000 rand a month just for playing FIFA.
And how much time does he put into this daily?
He studies at the moment, so he is busy with a degree. But I think all his free time goes into bettering himself, because the level is quite high, and in his free time he is busy practicing and playing FIFA. So it's a good couple of hours a day at least.
In South Africa, in the current environment, is it difficult to become a professional online gamer?
To become professional at anything, it's quite difficult. It takes a lot of dedication and time and practice. So it is difficult. You have to be pretty good at what you do, and you also have to put in the hours and hope for that break to get spotted by these esports teams.
And in South Africa, are there many clubs that a person may have an option to join?
So, it's over the last year or two, a lot of teams have started because they've seen the growth of it globally, and there are quite a lot of options now in South Africa.
And in terms of South Africans playing on international level, have there been South Africans who have done well?
Gee, so I was lucky enough when I was a lot younger to have won a South African championship and represented South Africa at the Electronic Sports World Cup in Paris, and the experience was unreal. The level is quite a lot higher, but it is not unattainable. So it gave me a base on where to work with and how to improve to be able to compete globally.
So when you were participating in that particular Electronic Sports World Cup, did you have to actually be in Paris, or were you in South Africa?
So I won the tournament in South Africa, and then I was flown out to Paris for 4 days to take part in the event in Paris.
And in South Africa, where do you see online going? What sort of a future do you see for online gamers in perhaps the next few years?
It's been growing quite rapidly. So I do think they are trying to get to the level that is the global level. And the esports teams are working very hard to try and offer their players the same as players are getting globally. So it's definitely heading in the right direction, and I do think in time it will reach the standards of international levels where players can earn a living from online gaming.
A big issue that many grapple with is, where does one draw the line in terms of an online addiction, or how do you know that are you addicted to something? Is there a particular point that one needs to draw the line at?
So personally, I think you are addicted if you are neglecting your studies, if you are neglecting your family responsibilities, or if you are neglecting your